The Lord be with you. Good morning, people of hope. It's good to be with you. Today marks the beginning of a month-long series that we are doing in chapel on love, sex, and dating. So for the next 4 Mondays, including today, we're going to bring in some speakers to talk about body image and pornography and marriage. I want you to take note that the usual Tuesday series has been postponed till February, but this month is just going to get our minds rolling, kind of prompting questions for you to bring to that series. And today I want to set it up. You're going to hear a lot this month, but I want to set it up by grounding the series in what love is and who we are as Christians. All of you are somewhere along the spectrum of relationships. Some of you might not be dating right now. Some of you may be a month into the October rule. Some of you may have been dating for 5 years. I suspect some of you in this room are also even married. But regardless of where you fall along that spectrum, this series this month has something to say to you, and I am confident of that because of this fact. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. That is a radical claim, that God became a human being. God took on a human body, a gendered body, a real body. And God took on a human psyche. God knows what it means to be in relationship with other people, to love and to be loved. God cares that we own bodies. God cares about our relationships. And he wants those to flourish. So I want you to listen with me to a portion of Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, where Paul talks about this desire God has for us to flourish. So hear with me the word of the Lord. Since then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked while you were living in them: anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another. And when one has a complaint against the other, forgiving each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect unity. This is the word of the Lord. Paul uses two metaphors here, two guiding images to talk about the Christian life, to talk about our identity as Christians. The first is an image of dying and rising, and the second is an image of undressing and putting something new on. That first image is an image about identity. We have died with Christ. We have gone into the tomb. Our old self has no breath left in it, no blood pumping in it. It has died. But we have been raised to new life in Christ. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. We are identified with Christ in all his glory. We have a new identity as Christians. The problem, Paul says, and this has to do with this second image, is that despite having a new identity, we keep dressing ourselves in those old clothes, the clothes of sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed. And those clothes are unbecoming. They look terrible on us. They're too small. They're torn. They are not fitting for someone who is glorious as Christ is glorious. So Paul tells us to stop dressing ourselves in pornography. Stop dressing ourselves in the objectification of women. Stop dressing ourselves in a commitment with our bodies that we're not willing to make with our lives. Stop dressing ourselves in these unbecoming clothes. And start dressing ourselves in compassion, in kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. He tells us to put on bearing with one another and forgiving each other. He tells us to put on love. Love. He doesn't want us to mistake sex for love or mistake passion for love. He doesn't want us to accidentally pull the old clothes out of the closet when what we're really looking for is love. Put on kindness, he says. Kindness toward women, even women on screens. Put on humility, not insistence. Put on gentleness, not demands. Put on patience, even when waiting is so hard. Put on love. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he first loved us. And that he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Love is about sacrifice. Love is about the word becoming flesh. That in itself is an act of humility, an act of kindness and patience. That's the kind of clothing that becomes us, that kind of love. So, let's not dress ourselves in the burial shroud that should stay in the tomb with our old selves. But let us dress ourselves in the clothing of Christ, the clothing of love. There is this whole new wardrobe awaiting us. And it is a beautiful wardrobe. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace.